True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we have taken the show with us on the road once again, taking you closer to the action. We are live from Charlotte, North Carolina, Radio Row once again here for the 2025 ACC tip-off. We'll be running the full-court press covering all things ACC hoops, men and women's, this week on AWOD Radio. But we cannot forget it's also a Victory Monday, a much-needed win, and a road win, the first road win for Washington, 27-10 here on the Commander's Corner. I'll give you my 10 takeaways as well as a box score breakdown. I wanted to read this to you guys from ESPN.com. Playing for the first time as a pro, not from his hometown, Jaden Daniels started slowly in his return after missing two games with an injured left knee. After the defense forced a big fumble in the second quarter, Daniels and Washington didn't look back, reeling off 27 straight points to beat the Chargers 27-10. That's exactly how I felt like the game. Daniels, after the game, told reporters, "I've dreamt, quote, of moments like this, being able to play in front of my family back in my hometown." He grew up 75 miles from that stadium, SoFi Stadium there in L.A. It was the second-year star Jaden Daniels and the rookie Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, leading the way for the Washington Commanders. Those two guys are part of my 10 takeaways, number one and number two. And Jaden Daniels saw that connected deep ball with Luke McCaffrey, and it was like he got up and completely just shook every single bit of rust off of him after that. He was back and looking like himself after that one completed pass downfield. It was almost like he got the accuracy down. He's like a computer. He's like a robot. And he saw one pass hit, and it was like, oh, yeah, I know, I got my swag back, I got my momentum back, I got the touch back right there after that one pass. And, you know, Jaden Daniels in a win is always going to be my first takeaway. And I loved that he got the 34 yards that I'm asking for on the ground from him every single game, because that does, it feels like, open up the game for everyone. And it felt to me like early on he was hampered by a brace that he was wearing on his knee. A big brace. This is his first time playing with a brace in a real game. But yet he then just changes his shoes, and it was like the brace didn't matter throughout the rest of the game. He ended up carrying the ball 8 times for 39 yards, had a big 12-yard scramble to help Washington pick up one of those key third downs that they ended up converting. Only 2 of 7 on third down, but did convert on their big fourth down, which is what they needed. So takeaway number two is Bill. I mean, Jacory Kroski-Merritt continues to be one of the best weapons on the Commanders' offense. I just felt like all season long, he was our best player in terms of the running back room, but the coaching staff didn't have to trust in him. You have to trust a running back to stand in there strong and block for a quarterback, especially when you have the NFL's Rookie of the Year. And so as we played throughout this season, we've seen him slightly get more and more carries as they do seem to trust him more. I thought this was, you know, set up for a big Chris Rodriguez Jr. game. That's what I had predicted. Turns out I was wrong. He only gets 5 carries, 14 for the rookie Bill, and 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. And, you know, that's the big takeaway, is that he really does sniff the end zone and goes and gets there first to the pylon. Takeaway number 3 in this game was, this was the defensive performance that I think all of us were looking for, in terms of the pressure on the quarterback, not letting Hampton take over the game with his runs, or Haskins later on. And then, yes, Keenan Allen, you know, kind of carved us up at times with his 5 catches for 58 yards. But we didn't really give up the big explosive play. You know, they had 21 yards to Tyler Conklin, 29 to Keenan Allen on the one play. Other than that, like, the highest pass that was deep downfield was to Quentin Johnson, and he ended up fumbling it on that play right there. So I thought the defense did a really good job of limiting the explosive plays, especially in the running game outside of Herbert's one long 41-yard run. I thought they were really good at stopping the Chargers on the ground. And I think Washington won in the trenches. And we got the Johnny Newton that we were looking for. Once again, Javon Kinlaw had a good game. Daron Payne has been playing inspired football this entire season. And when Von Miller was signed, he was signed for games like this and opportunities like this, where it's third and long and you know it's an obvious passing down situation. And twice on third and longs, he got to the quarterback for a total of a sack and a half in the game. That defense we were looking for. Takeaway number 4, Mikey Sainristilt now has an interception streak. Yep, he has picked off passes in 2 straight games now. It's Washington's second-year star, just in the right place at the right time. And, you know, Dan Quinn always talks about tips and overthrows. It comes up on the broadcast all the time when, you know, Tom Brady and those guys talk about their conversations with Dan Quinn. Tips and overthrows. He's a defensive-minded coach. I had confidence that his defense would improve because I think he was staying up late all night thinking of ways for them to get off the field. And big interception there, big turnover in that one. That was the defense we were looking for, and Mikey Sainristilt now has an interception streak. Dorrance Armstrong is attacking quarterbacks like crazy. He is takeaway number 5. Takeaway 6, I'm going back to the offensive side of the ball with the play of Deebo Samuel. And, you know, I've been a fan of his since he got into the league, and we saw how incredible that 2021 season was from him, right? I mean, this is a guy that became the best weapon in football that year with 1,400 yards and most of those receiving. And that doesn't even count the fact that he had, 365 yards and 8 touchdowns on the ground in that year. He created a new position, wide back, in the NFL. How do you prepare for that? Teams really focused on it over the last 3 years in San Francisco and had to start to limit his production. But I said all offseason, well, he's never played with a quarterback as good as Jaden Daniels. No offense to Brock Purdy or Jimmy Garoppolo or any of the guys that they've had at QB1 in San Francisco. Deebo Samuel's just a different weapon. And Tom Brady, I thought, made a really good point on the broadcast. It's his hands. Everybody talks about his yak yards after catch, how tough he is to bring down. I mean, he is like a bigger running back there at 215 pounds. But his hands, he snags the ball out of the air. And all these corners around the league now, they're taught to punch it out, to knock your hands, to try to tip the ball as soon as you catch it, making an incomplete pass. But the way he snags it there, it is so impressive. He's got very strong hands, and you could tell that his receiver, his quarterback, trust him to make that play if it's like a 50-50 ball. And they throw it to him in the end zone, and he came down with it. A terrific catch that sealed the victory for the Washington Commanders. My 7th takeaway here, AWOD's 10 takeaways following the 27-10 win over the LA Chargers, is how momentum in the NFL is so huge. And you can see how you cannot just get momentum, you have to take it. And we took it from the Chargers and did not give it back. I mean, it's just the game flipped with that one turnover right there, and that's what complimentary football is all about, right? You get the big turnover, and then you return it, right? And you get the ball back, and boom, you go down the field. How about Mikey Sainristilt, right? He picks it up at the 1-yard line. the 1 yard line. All right, we're just going to go 13 plays, 99 yards, take nearly 7 minutes off the clock and seal the win with a Deebo Samuel touchdown. 99-yard drive there. I read that was the longest drive the Commanders have had since 2001. The longest drive they've had. I mean, that was terrific right there. Their longest offensive drive since the year 2001. That happened in the fourth quarter following Mikey Sainristil's interception. That's why momentum is so huge. Takeaway number 8, first road win. And for the final three quarters, they looked like the road warriors that we came to saw last year, right? I mean, this did remind me a bit of the Arizona game, right? And that was the plan, was, hey, we're going to go out to L.A. a day early, and we're going to recreate the magic that we had last year following the Cincinnati game. And we are going to be fine in this one. The road test is not going to hurt us because we've been there, because we were used to the travel, because we got there a day early, and it was perfect. I mean, it worked out exactly the way they wanted it to. Road Warriors there. Now you return home for a Monday night game against the Chicago Bears. Great time to get your first road win. My 9th takeaway is Cliff Kingsbury's just terrific game plan. I mean, you can give him credit in terms of the creative run designs. You can talk about the creative pass designs as well. How about going for it? I mean, a lot of people we're talking to were very much questioning the decision on the goal line there to go for a pass on third down right before the half. And you know what happens? We miss it. Fourth down, roughing the passer. And a lot of people, after they see their offense struggle right that, would say, all right, we'll just go in a half, right? Because Harbaugh was basically begging you to just go to the break there at that point, 10-7. And yet they stayed aggressive and took that deep shot down the field because it was like Cliff knew, I gotta use this opportunity right here to get my quarterback going, to get him some momentum, to stretch the field back up this Chargers defense, and that's exactly what happened. Cliff had a terrific game plan, and takeaway number 10 with Jaden Daniels back, right? With JD5 playing like this, once again, it feels like thing is possible. Because, you know, we said all of last week how, yeah, we're starting to notice that without Jaden Daniels, a lot of the issues from last year that he had masked are popping their head up again. And becoming problems in the secondary, right? The inability to convert third downs. Last week, Marcus Mariota was 1 of 8. And yet, with Jaden Daniels back, all of a sudden, the secondary is making plays. All of a sudden, Washington's able to run the ball with whoever's there at back and Jaden. They're able to air it out downfield. You get the explosive plays back. You get his legs converting on third downs, which is just an extra element a defense has to worry about and focus in on once again. With Jaden Daniels back in the lineup and playing once again like the NFL's rookie of the year, I do think anything is possible again. All of a sudden, we look like a playoff football team once again. All of a sudden, we look like a contender in the NFC again. Even a contender in this division with the Eagles losing their first game of the season, and they've got issues all over the offensive side of the ball with Jalen Hurts not really connecting with his receivers. And then, oh yeah, he does connect, and they forget all about Saquon Barkley, end up blowing that game to the Denver Broncos. With Jaden Daniels playing like this, once again, we can dream that anything is possible here. And I even said this last week, like, Jaden Daniels was throwing it to nobodies last year. And so this year he's throwing it to Chris Moore, Tane Martin, Luke McCaffrey once again, and Deebo Samuel is replacing the element that was Terry McLaurin from last year. So as much as, you know, it was doom and gloom last week, and, oh, I don't know when we're going to get Terry back, and we don't have enough weapons, and defensively people are going up and down the field on us, with your focal point back, with your franchise quarterback and your leader there, once again, it just makes this entire team better. And Coach Dan Quinn deserves credit for having them ready for this game, for making halftime adjustments to go and blank the Chargers in the second half. I thought Quinn out-dueled Harbaugh for sure in this coaching matchup. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, it's 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, committed to taking you closer to the action as we are here in Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. It's AWOD on the Road presented by Cowan Gates. And we'll continue to preview the conference this week in the women's side and the men's side with some awesome guests lining up. If you're a fan of VCU basketball, you'll know these three names: Coach Jeff Capel, Coach Will Wade, Coach Ryan Odom. That's right, three former VCU coaches now here in the ACC, the premier college basketball conference in America. I'm Adam Epstein, and you're listening to AWOD Radio. We're going to go around the NFL right now with NFL hits on the Fan.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so we're going to preview the Monday Night Football game to close out the show on game day. Should be a good one. I have already guaranteed it being the game of the week, certified game of the week here on AWOD Radio. But let's start, Stub, by updating the Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. Now, it was not a good week.
No.
For a lot of us. Let me hear that Survivor music. That always gets me fired up here. And I will be buying back in. Yes, I am committing another $5 to the pot. It'll get us up to at least $85. But I chose the Arizona Cardinals. I'm still shocked that they lost that game. Like, I literally turned it off because we were in the fourth quarter with a 21-6 lead. And I thought I had seen a Cardinals player run 85 yards to the house. Turns out he did, and then he dropped the ball at the goal line. What is going on in the NFL with that stupid mistake?
I can't believe it's happened twice in a row. It happens once in a season, and then everyone, it should be on your minds every time you're carrying a ball. To happen 1 week later, it's unbelievable. Just hold on to the ball. I don't understand.
Yeah. You went with Jackson Fart, and I know you're regretting that today because the Giants lost, and you're going to have to submit another $5.
Yeah,
but that game also changed with the quickness.
Yes. I mean, 14-3 lead for the Giants. I thought it was locked in, and then a dart fumble without contact, and then a scataboo fumble, and everyone was fumbling the ball every second to just give the Saints the win. Yeah. I was mad about that.
Yeah, the scataboo fumble was pretty wild. Gary Hess eliminated with me on the Cardinals as well. And then Brian, our traffic reporter, going with Buffalo Week 5 against the New England Patriots, but it was the Drake May show last night on a big Sunday night football win for the Pats.
Dude, Pats are back. I think they're looking great right now. I expect them to beat the Saints next week, and Drake May's looking good.
He is. I'm not prepared to say the Pats are back because
maybe not back, back
one but. Win but they are above 500. Yeah. That's exactly where you want to be, and it was great to beat the Bills there on Sunday Night Football. And their schedule certainly opens up next 3 weeks. That'll decide if the Pats are back. They should go 3-0. Saints, Titans, Browns.
I mean, if we're talking about a 6-2 Patriots team, I mean, you got to feel good about a playoffs at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be the test right there, because I don't think they're going to win their division, even though they just got the upper hand on Buffalo. But, yeah, awful week for me, for Stubb, for Gary Hess, for Brian, as we are down to just Wicker, representing Wicker and Wild, Jeremy. Jeremy, good call with the Colts, man. You continue to stay undefeated here, 5-0 in your first year in the Odyssey NFL pool. Congrats.
A little bit of a beginner's luck going on here, I think.
maybe. I mean, I just felt so good about my pick being the Cardinals, and then, wow, Titans.
I don't know. You call your team ass, I fear that you're going to play for everything the next week.
Yeah, but three quarters in that game, they were still ass.
Yes.
You know, that they were still an awful football team. And then, I guess the Cardinals vomited all over themselves. All right, let's get back to the NFL hits and the NFL sound music here as we do the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Coach's Hot Seat Update. Every week, we put one coach on, we take one coach off. It is a three-seater love seat, and we are really inching closer, I think, to the first coach being fired.
Yeah. I fully agree.
On the hot seat week 5 was Brian Callahan of the Tennessee Titans. I think he's saved his job for another week.
Yep.
On the hot seat was Zach Taylor. He's going to stay on that hot seat, that is for sure, and I am still expecting him to be fired, just like I called all season long. They should have fired him in the offseason. They're wasting prime Joe Burrow, and now they're wasting T. Higgins. I mean, just completely. He was doing nothing for them. So they look awful, it feels like, every single week. And then we put Dave Canales on the hot seat. And I need to speak to that for a second here, because I'm here in Charlotte, and I don't know what happened, Stubb. All right, because Bank of America Stadium, it's a great stadium. I've actually been to a football game there and a soccer game. It's a couple blocks away from the hotel. And so I pull up here at about 1:30. Commander's playing at 4:25, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get some lunch around 4 o'clock right before the game. Stubb, the Panthers came from behind to take a 27-24 lead, and I'm seeing all these fans in the street. I don't understand. They all left the game early. I mean, are they used to seeing their team lose? Did they think they were going to lose to Miami in that situation? I mean, I get it. It was a second-half comeback. I was just shocked how many families wearing Panthers uniforms were walking to their car while I'm following on my phone that it's a three-point game in the fourth quarter.
Like we're talking about like a 1 p.m. game.
Yeah.
And you're leaving early. It's not cheap to go to an NFL game. Like,
no.
Just stick it out.
I didn't want to be a mean person, but I thought about doing a man on the street and like showing them on Red Zone that I'm watching the game. It's a three-point game, and they're all walking away. I mean, there was this one. I really wanted to interview this dad and his kid, because the kid was so fired up. He was like walking by, like, "Let's go Panthers!" And I'm like, "Dude, you don't even know the outcome of the game yet." I mean, that's bad parenting right there. I was a season ticket holder with my dad. We didn't leave even if the Commanders were down by 50. It didn't matter. My dad paid good money for those tickets. We were going to sit there. I was going to eat my chicken nuggets no matter what. I couldn't believe it.
You just can't leave. You're playing the Dolphins. You have a chance coming back. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. That's the other thing. So should Mike McDaniel go back on the hot seat now after that loss?
Yep.
Really?
I think he's really out this season. I don't know what they can do to save it. I mean, you lose to the Panthers. That's not a good team to lose to.
Yeah. All right, so let's discuss the third spot, because NFL, there's some hot takes going on. I mean, Harbaugh with the Ravens is being put on the hot seat on, I believe it was ESPN Get Up. We've seen Brian Daboll's name come up again. Aaron Glenn's a first-year coach, but is he going to win a game? Right? I mean,
maybe not.
At 0-5, you got to talk about him being on a hot seat.
I don't know. I think you keep Aaron Glenn, even if he goes 0-17. just for a first year.
Yeah.
And then Harbaugh, you don't fire Harbaugh midseason.
No.
We could talk in the offseason. And then Dable's got to go. I think that was the most.
So Dable's your guy?
Yeah, Dable has to go after a game like
that. That's just because you lost in Survivor by picking his team.
That's an undisciplined team, dude.
All right, I need Jeremy's opinion because you're biased right now because you just lost. I'm biased, and I don't like the Cardinals coach either. Jeremy, who should be the third seat on the hot seat if Zach Taylor and Mike McDaniel are on there?
I think Pete Carroll needs to have a little bit of conversation here.
I mean, I did feel like he was just cashing in a check in that game against the Commanders.
Did.
Right? I mean...
That's not a guy you fire midseason either is my thing.
No, it's not.
He's not going to do good for them. It's probably a one-and-done transitional. They're going to get rid of Geno Smith next year. I think this is kind of a lame duck season for the Raiders.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, because... I mean, Buffalo fans are pissed at McDermott today, too.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not getting fired. But I do feel like if he doesn't make it to the AFC Championship game, there is a chance that they go in a different direction because Buffalo has been beaten on that door for years. So, Jeremy going with Pete Carroll. That's very interesting. Maybe we'll follow up on this on Thursday before Week 6 begins in the NFL. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, live and local here on a Victory Monday, October 6th. Washington will return home for a Monday night football game. Monday night football taking on the Chicago Bears. Big game as last year that was the Hail Jaden, the miracle on Jaden Street. The Hail Noah Brown who catches it at the buzzer to get the Commanders the win. So we'll get a full week to kind of celebrate here on The Fan that win over the Chargers. And then we'll be live next Monday from Capitol Hill House in Innsbruck on a Commanders game day. And then we'll be back there on Tuesday as well. Hopefully that is a Victory Tuesday. But today's a Victory Monday, and Commanders fans, we want to hear from you. 833-804-0910. What were the plays of the game in your mind? I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. And I'll tell you, this game changed completely when Quentin Johnson fumbled the ball. That changed everything. It changed everything in that game for Washington, and they got going on offense right after that. How about Bill? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt and his two touchdown runs. Daniels, you know, to Debo setting up a field goal there was clutch. I mean, just big play after big play. But I do think we need to highlight Luke McCaffrey's one catch for 50 yards. Let's take a listen to the call as heard here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM.
Jaden's back on the field. Empty backfield, first and 10. Here's the snap. Second chance. Can they take advantage of it? A lot of time. Shot down the center of the field. Looking for Luke McCaffrey. He makes the catch at the Chargers 34.
This is an amazing catch by Luke McCaffrey on the post route. And the trust by Jaden Daniels to take the shot downfield.
Yeah, taking that shot downfield after what could have been just a disastrous three plays for Washington as they really forced it with the ball inside their own five. I mean, I was deathly afraid of a holding penalty in the end zone that would have been a safety, giving the Chargers two more points. And the game changed there as Tress Way took a licking. Took a hit for the team, though. That penalty absolutely saved Washington in this game from down 17-7 to 10-7 with the ball back, and they would make the most of that opportunity and go on to tie the game at the half. And I had so much confidence in the second half. I don't know about you guys, Stubb and Jeremy, but like,
yeah,
as bad as we played the first quarter, to have it tied at the half and Jaden Daniels back, like, I wasn't really sweating in the second half there. I thought that it was going to be a closer game because I thought they would continue to carve up our defense and we wouldn't have that, you know, pick by Mikey Sanders still. But, like, with Jaden back, as bad as we played at half, I knew they would come out swinging in the second half.
I think you're right. It was that 50-yard completion that it was like, I don't even know how to describe it. It felt like a warm bath. Like, this is what it felt like last year.
Right.
We went through 4 weeks. It didn't really feel like this. You know, we dominated the Raiders. That was with Mariota. Week one, Jaden wasn't doing anything super crazy. It was an easy Giants game. This is what I remember.
Yeah.
I like that stub. That's a stub original. It felt like a warm bath. To me, it was almost like you're out there in the mud and you're like rolling around in the woods and you get up and you just like shake it all off. I mean, Jaden Daniels shook off all the rust. It was almost like that in Cars. Remember that old car in Cars? And all of a sudden it gets a new paint job and it's shiny again. Like, that play, it was a...
Yeah.
I mean, just a breath of fresh air. We needed that for sure. I want to take a listen to Dan Quinn in the locker room after the game. He always gets me fired up. Here is Dan Quinn's post-game speech following a big come-from-behind win for Washington.
Hey, at the start of the week, we said one thing, man. That was our one goal we had to get. The competing, the dog ass competing together, man. An absolute fun and joy of that. We lived that like a in the second half. That's it, man. That's commander ball, competing, battling, finding ways, man. It was cool, yes, man. So we got some tough in here, all right? That's how we get down every time. That's how we get down every time. So speed and violence still works. All right,
speed and violence still works. I thought that's exactly what our defense did in the 27-10 win. They even said on the broadcast that you could hear Dan Quinn yelling at his players at the break, just inspiring the guys. I mean, remember where we were just a few years ago? Stuff, we did a whole show about how Ron Rivera had nothing to say at halftime, right?
We like, did, yeah.
He had no halftime speech. This is what a good coach does. He brings an extra element. And, you know, Dan Quinn hired Cliff Kingsbury for a reason. And this was almost a coming out party again for Cliff. I'm sure that by the end of the week, people are going to be talking around the league about, oh, yeah, no, if there's a coach fired, you got to put Cliff at the top of the list. I mean, just a terrific play calling there. Just like every sequence that he had, he was setting things up for later on in the game. It was just terrific. It was very smart. And then that fourth quarter pass to Deebo Samuel. I have watched that highlight now about 6 or 7 times. It is Jaden Daniels at his best. It is Jaden Daniels doing Jaden Daniels things. He just is kind of backpedaling nonchalantly. He knows his receiver's going to be open. He knows he's going to be able to drop it into a bucket. I can't believe they went for it on fourth down. I guess that's the analytics guys talking to Dan Quinn. But it worked out. And Washington got the win 27-20. Is there any big plays that I'm forgetting about, Stubb, that you thought were game-changing moments?
Real quick, I got to say, man, that Deebo final touchdown looked exactly like that Terry Cincinnati one. It looked the exact same to me with Deebo in there. And
yeah.
I cannot imagine how fun this team's going to be when we have Terry back.
Oh, I know. And John Keim came on the Junkies today and said he wouldn't be shocked if Terry McLaurin returned. We talked about this when he got hurt, right? That there's a reason they didn't put him on IR. Already missed the Falcons game. Already missed the Chargers game. Well, if he was going to miss the Bears game too, then I think you would really consider putting him on IR. You get an extra day of rest because it's Monday Night Football. We kind of got a little bit of a vision of what this offense can look like when they peak, when they get to their best. And hopefully they don't do that until December and January of this year. But, I mean, I said this before, Stubb. That was the best our offense has looked since that Detroit game last year.
I think I texted my friend that, too. I was like, this is the best our whole team has looked since that Detroit game.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we were back, right? And a lot of that has to do with just Jaden Daniels stepping back onto the field. I thought this interesting audio from Dan Quinn was played on the Junkies, and I wanted to play it and react to it right now here on AWOD Radio.
I thought it was good for us, and a shout out to Josh to bring, you know, allow us to bring the team out early, Chick, for us to come out, have a practice out here on Friday. You don't know when you need it, but we needed our space together. And so we came out, we practiced Thursday in Ashburn. We flew out in the afternoon, got here late, had a practice at the Coliseum with just us, and that was important for us. Thought the guys played with speed, played with execution. That was the best Friday practice of the year so far. Thought that carried into the weekend of how we wanted to play. So for us to get down 10-0, I said, damn, you know, here we are, we hit all the spaces. But it didn't feel in the same spot, even though we were down. I thought we'd come back, and we just need to make our plays to go do that.
They needed more time together. That was head coach Dan Quinn. Really good Friday practice, maybe the best of the year. And that is, once again, a commitment from the top, from ownership, to win. To arrive early, to make sure that there is no jet lag by the time you play on Sunday. I mean, there were so many other elements to this game. It wasn't just Jaden coming back, but it was his homecoming, right? And his mom's there with his friends and family, and, like, you know, that had to be emotional for him, and you probably felt like he was going to want to come out swinging, and you're down 10-0, backs against the wall. That's when the dogs show up. That's when the best players make plays, when you absolutely need it, and that's what they did in a great win. Just feels so good to be live and local here on a Victory Monday. We already gave out our game balls, and we revisited our keys to victory. But, I mean, Stubb, how cool is that, that we collected all the keys? And we needed one of them. I mean, we needed those 150 penalties. Yards on the ground. We needed to win the penalty battle. We needed to win the turnover battle, right? Jaden needed to take less sacks than Justin Herbert. It was like every little thing that I called for, I was like, all these things need to happen if they're going to go on the road and win against a really good football team. Like, that's the other thing that I'm excited to look back from in a couple weeks from now. Are the Chargers still as good as everyone thinks they are? Because I think they're going to be. I really do.
Yeah, if they get, like, Joe Alt back and the offense is humming again, I expect them to be as well.
And Omarion Hampton getting hurt in that game did, I think, help Washington a lot. Because the other guy was just not as scary.
It was pretty far late. Like, I don't think it would have swung it if Hampton stayed in. But he's kind of been a lot of their offense the last.
Here's what I'll say: if Hampton was in, I'm not sure they're throwing it on the goal line as much as they did, and I'm not sure Mikey Samuels still gets the interception, because Hampton was able to pound the rock, and they were kind of winning at the line of scrimmage with him at times earlier in this game. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So I asked Stubb during the break, which of these big stories should we talk about to close out the show? The national story about Mark Sanchez? I'm going to say we wait on that, as I think more information is coming to light. I think that's a big Lebowski quote with that one. But how about the Lowe's cat being found? Finding Francine, how Lowe's brought a beloved cat home to Richmond. Now, Stubb, I was a little disappointed that you hadn't heard about this story when it originally came out. And then it was all over your timeline,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I was all in. Because I love Francine. I was aware of Francine. No one told me she was gone.
Yeah. I actually went to Lowe's last week and bought a lawnmower. And there was, like, some hubbub there about her, looking for her, as people wanted thermal drones, professional trackers, and video surveillance. Well, the team at Lowe's West Broad Street store in Richmond, Virginia, and the Regional Distribution Center in North Carolina were able to work together and locate the missing cat, Francine, and she was found on Sunday, and she jumped into the arms of one of the associates, and she gave a big smile, and they've got her safely back to Richmond. How cool is this story, Stubby?
Doesn't get better local stories than this.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it was, we thought that she got on a truck to North Carolina. It must have been a fun trip.
It was exactly what we thought it was, right?
Thermal drones is such a crazy piece of equipment. I know she was probably microchipped, and maybe that's how you scan them is like that, but getting drones to find a cat is awesome.
It was just wild. Like, and I just love the support for her and how many local Richmonders were posting and how much Richmonders cared about this cat and finding her. She's become one of us.
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure. And you can't go to Lowe's without knowing about her or seeing her there. And it's going to make my next trip to Lowe's much better. And it's a real good feel good story and a feel good moment that, you know, a team of people can come together and get something done. Right.
It's great. It's so Richmond too. This we got all these like cat things opening. There's a lot of like local famous cats. And, like, of course, this is the thing we care about the most. And I'm so glad that the story turned out as good as possible.
Yeah. Banger of an article written by Michael Phillips on the Richmonder. Update. Francine the cat has been found, will return to Richmond's Lowe's. It was a 16-day search for the missing cat. And, I mean, you would have thought it was someone's 4-year-old child with how many people were up in arms about this. I had DMs with people that were asking me, AWOD, you need to put the pressure on Lowe's corporate. I was like, I think they've got, you know, bigger fish to fry. But look, they got it done. They found her. And they brought her back safely. And so this wild search of 16 days ends. And 4 a.m. Friday, Monday morning, she was in the process of being returned to Richmond. And if you're just paying attention, yes, she lives at the Lowe's on Broad Street. I feel like she's usually in the home garden section, Stubby. Where have you seen her in the Lowe's?
Where have I seen her? I think there, too. I mean, it makes sense. Cats like messing with plants and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. But it's a cool story, and it's funny that it went on for so long. But it's a positive story. It's an uplifting story, and it is a Richmond story. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. All right, let's go around the room. We close out the show every day with this segment we call Game Day on AWOD Radio.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Jeremy Stubb, my question is, are we going to get Patrick Mahomes or Jackson Mahomes? The 2-2 Chiefs have looked completely different in the last 2 weeks. Will that continue on the road against Jacksonville tonight?
Xavier Worthy's back. That seems to be kind of what's getting the offense humming. And Patrick Mahomes is still that guy. I don't think this is an incredible Jaguars defense, even though the teams looked a lot better. I expect to see a similar to the previous 2 weeks of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we are going to get a high-scoring, you know, shootout type of affair to close out Week 5 of the NFL season. But if it's anything like the themes we've seen so far, I believe there will be a blocked kick, blocked punt, or a blocked extra point. Wouldn't you agree?
So much, dude. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know if it's schemes or
special
what.
Teams are becoming special again. That's what it is. I mean, you got to give them credit. The special team coaches are like, all right, you know, defense, hold my beer. I've got something for you. Dynamic kickoffs have changed things. The commitment to blocking field goals, but doing it legally, right? Because I felt like in the last few years we'd seen a lot of blocked field goals, but like, oh, you're blocking the center or you're illegally jumping over the line. They fixed that. And it's been awesome special teams performances all over the field. So I'm going Chiefs over the Jags tonight, but I think it will be a close game. I'll take the over. You can lock me in on that one. Victory Monday will continue here on 910 The Fan with Grant Paulson and Danny Rouillet. Grant and Danny, drive you home here on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.